Also, teach your children about the risks of alcoholic drinks. This is especially important in countries where underage drinking of alcohol is culturally acceptable. While drunk, your teenage son might act reckless and embarrass himself around female classmates, or neglect utilizing a condom before initiating sex. Obviously, the funding should be within reason. If your teenage son wants to buy his girlfriend expensive items without practical benefit, that is outside of reason, and it is a slippery slope since a deceptive girlfriend might keep demanding more pointless items. Your son can decide for himself if he wishes to buy these expensive items when he is an adult and makes his own money. However, if your teenage son wants to invite his girlfriend to amusement parks or restaurants, that is reasonable, so do not hesitate to fund it. After all, your son will experience his teenage years only once. Your teenage son might be under the enormous pressure of shame while purchasing condoms at a drugstore. Even if it is possible to order condoms online, you need to teach your son to overcome the shame of purchasing condoms in the real world. Your teenage son needs to be able to bring condoms to a cashier and pay for it. There is nothing embarrassing about it. In fact, it demonstrates responsibility. You also need to teach your son how to utilize condoms, because no woman wants to lecture a grown man how to put on a condom. Schools typically use wooden replicas of the male sex organ to teach students putting condoms on it. Buy one and let your teenage son experiment with it at home. Fifth mistake, removal of the foreskin. Dear parents, leave your son's foreskin alone. Females have made abundantly clear that they do not wish to be with men who have no foreskin. No woman wants a scar on the sexual organ of their partner. Not only is the foreskin highly sensitive, but it also protects the vulnerable glands from friction with the underwear, and has aesthetic benefits. No female likes the sight of an operation scar that interrupts the shaft skin of the male sex organ, and a gland that has lost virility and color due to not having been protected for a long time. Since the gland is vulnerable to abrasion, nature had an idea. What if we add a layer of protection in front of the gland so it is not exposed to the environment? That layer has a name. It's the foreskin. Females have stated that sex with circumcised men is not an enjoyment but a burden. Which woman would want to be with a man who doesn't even have a complete sex organ?